The bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on the bar stool she talked of her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her the name. When the drink finally hit her, she said, "I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter, and here ever after, I'm after whatever the other life brings." In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. I saw how he looked out of place. He came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused. He looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking. His big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, "You picked fine time to leave me, Lucille. With four hungry children and crops in the field. I had some bad time, lived through some sad time. This time your hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy." After he left us, I ordered more whiskey. I thought how he made him look small. From the lights of the bar room to the rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, but when she came to me, she must have thought I lost my mind. I couldn't hold her, 'cause the words that he told her keep coming back time after time. "You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. With four hungry children and crops in the field. I had some bad time, lived through some sad time. This time your hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. Four hungry children and crops in the field. I had some bad time, lived through some sad time. This time your hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy.